Time to talk some Oregon women's hoops off an historic run to the Elite Eight. Just an absolutely enjoyable, fun role that finally ended at the hands of the Beast. He's in his third year. The list of accomplishments are substantial. Follow him on Twitter. The handle is at GoDucksKG. Welcome in Kelly Graves. Coach, first of all, congratulations on an amazing season. How you doing?
Steve, I'm doing great, buddy. Just got into Phoenix here a couple hours ago, made the in-and-out run. The obligatory, right, with the when you have three boys, and now I'm just sitting by the pool, buddy.
So what? Why are you in Phoenix? I mean, I know the men's Final Four is there. Are you just vacationing or what?
Well, we had this planned, ironically, I should say, a couple of months ago. Spring break, our boys, you know, my three boys are just hoops junkies. And at the time, we figured, hey, there's a good chance that the Zags and the Ducks, or both, I mean, who would have figured that? It could make it down. And so we went ahead, booked the flights, got the hotel and car and everything. And then somebody said, as we started to win some games in the tournament, they said, well, what if you guys get to Dallas? And I go, listen, I will gladly eat whatever I paid on airline tickets to get to Dallas, believe me.
Yeah, the $25 to change your flight, not so big of a deal.
No. So anyway, yes, yeah, so we're down here. My kids are thrilled. You know, we're really close with the Fuse. And so they're going to go with two shirts to the games on Saturday. They're going to have the Zach shirt on and then put the Duck shirt over it or vice versa. So we're pretty excited. This will be a fun family trip.
Well, your team has become an expert on peeling off one shirt to reveal another. So it sounds like that's going to work out well.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mark, he got that thing going, and that was pretty cool. And I thought, okay, well, after the Maryland, I brought my shirt just in case, Steve. And, you know, I'm not built like Mark, you know. And so when I put that shirt on after, I had to make sure I cinched my a belt loop up to the very max, tuck that thing in, because, you know, if I would have pulled that off and the shirt would have lifted up and you'd have seen some of my belly and
Yeah, I know kids, what you mean.
There would have been kids out there that would have been scared.
I maybe scared or scarred, one or the other.
Yeah, or if Charles Barkley says it, scurred.
Right.
We had it all covered. But.
All right, I want to get to one question about the UConn team you played. I know it's easy to gush. I mean, two first-team All-Americans in Collier and Samuelson, Gabby Williams, second-teamer. You've seen a lot of great players, and you've coached at this level for a while. How high up the list is this particular group of Huskies?
You know, I think together they're as good as any he's had. Individually, even though those players got honored, I don't see them like a Brianna Stewart and Mariah Jefferson and Maya Moore and Sue Bird. But you never know. I mean, maybe they could be. But I think collectively this is a better team. You know, they play together. They don't rely on just a couple of superstars to be great. But Steve, man, I'm telling you, it's incredible. I mean, I'm watching tape and you're breaking them down and you think, okay, well, they've got some holes here. And well, if we did this, or we did that, you get out there in person and experience it. It's no joke. They play so fast, so confident. They defend so hard. And they're so smart that it's tough to play. I mean, it's tough to get anything going, as was evidenced by our game.
Talking hoop with Coach Graves, the Maryland game. Now, when you and I spoke after Duke, you told me in the first half, you told your team that, hey, we're the better team here. So I was watching that game, and the ESPN crew, Carol Lawson, Doris Burke, both of them said that Oregon looked like the more prepared, tournament-tested team. So kind of a similar circumstance, despite the seeding and ranking, did you kind of have that moment again where you're like, hey, we're at least as good, if not better, than these guys?
Yeah, it didn't come as early, but, you know, once we played them even at the end of the first quarter, I thought, you know what, this could be another really good game for us, because then we just started to build a little lead. And, you know, and what these guys did in both the Duke game and the Maryland game that's impressive is we built a lead and then withstood a couple of runs. You know, those great teams with those All-Americans, you know, they'll make runs on you, and we kind of withstood them. You know, they would knock us down, maybe get 2-3 buckets in a row, and then we'd answer it. And that's kind of how, from the second quarter on, that game went. And that's pretty impressive. So, yeah, I guess you'd say, well, obviously we won the game. You know, if we played 10 times, I don't know, you know, how many we would win. But on that day anyway, yeah, we were the better team, no doubt.
Now, and that team, by the way, they scored over 90 points in 17 games, number one scoring team. You held them to 27 points in the first half. And again, those the analysts were talking about what you did defensively, be a controlling pace. What did you and your staff come up with heading in that worked so well?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the staff, because they were incredible. They did just an awesome job preparing the team, coming up with a game plan. You know what, we just tried to switch the defenses up best we could to keep them off balance. We kind of threw a little three-quarter court tempo press to kind of slow them down best we could. You know, the main thing is, though, we didn't really turn the ball over, and we shot well. So when you do that, it you know, takes away the transition game from the other team when they're taking the ball out of the net and out of bounds. And then in the half court, you know, I thought we just did a pretty good job of making the kids who couldn't shoot or couldn't score, making them beat us, and they didn't. So it was just a great team effort. Our kids really execute. You know, Steve, a coach will always tell you during every season your team will play as bad as it can possibly play five times a year, as good as it can possibly play five times a year, and then all the other games fall in the middle somewhere.
Right.
And I just think that Maryland game was one of those games where we just played really well. I mean, both ends of the floor, we were dialed in. We didn't have any mental lapses or physical lapses. We just played a great game. And that time of year, that's when you want to save up those really good games. You know, you don't want to use them up on, you know, UT Arlington or something like that. No, no offense to Arlington.
I promise I won't tell.
Okay.
I heard you talking with Joey Mack this week, and when you're trying to build a program like you're all doing, I think you used the phrase you turned a lot of heads. You know, now that you've changed what a lot of people think of this program, how important does it make next season when now all of a sudden a lot of eyeballs are going to be like, okay, you got here, let's see you maintain.
And I welcome that. And that's kind of, that's why we came to Oregon.
Yep.
You know, we want those kind of, that kind of pressure and those expectations. And we have the players that I think can live up to it. I wasn't kidding when I think this is a team that could be in the preseason top 10 next year. So with that will come expectations. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, our goals will change now. You know, we want to host the first two rounds. We don't want to have to go to Durham, for crying out loud, turn around, come home for 48 hours, and then go back to the East Coast. Those are good goals and attainable goals, and I think that's kind of where we're headed. And we've got a good group coming in. I think a freshman class could be almost as impactful, if not just as impactful, as the freshman we had this year. So, you know, this is kind of what we envisioned, and now maybe the table's set. Let's see what we can do with it.
You know, I want to get to some more specifics of that Maryland game, because obviously the attention during this run, and with good reason, you know, on Sabrina and Ruthie and Lexi, in a critical situation with Mallory in foul trouble, you know, enter Adi Gildan, who was a very strong recruit for you, you know, out of Spokane. How clutch was that performance by her against the Terps?
Oh, she was huge. And how about Kara Lawson, man? She was all over her during that game. She was in the Adi Gildan fan club. And
yep.
No bones about it. But, yeah, you know, at the time, Adi was the highest-rated recruit Oregon had ever signed.
Yep.
And, you know, she just kind of, at first, we were thinking maybe we try to make her a guard because we had so much depth and so much size inside. But, you know, she's just gifted. Rebounder, she allows us, when teams play four guards, to guard a guard, you know, as well as play the post-up game. But she just, you know, and it happens all the time, you know. And you know, you followed sports. It's in that World Series, it's that one kid that gets hot that no one expected. It's always the X factor. And in that game, she was the X factor. And quite frankly, she was good at Duke, you know. So, Just fearless player. There's, you know, fearless, and she's won two state championships, so she's been used to those kind of winning moments.
Coach, it seemed like you mentioned it. Each time the Terps made a run, you had an answer. But in particular, Lexi Bando, I mean, she looked like she couldn't throw it in the ocean in the first half. But, man, in that second half, she hit three threes, one in particular, that amazing cross-court zip pass from Sabrina.
Yeah.
How important was it, A, that she started to hit? And I think from what I read, be it Ionescu or you and your staff, you made sure, even when she was missing, hey, don't stop shooting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, shoot or shoot. And once they start questioning themselves, you know, it just affects them too much. And I think Sabrina kind of got into Lexi. She passed up a shot one time.
Right.
And Sabrina came down on her hard. And, you know, but we have a lot of confidence in Lexi. Listen, there's a reason she's the NCAA's all-time best three-point shooter. And the odds will play out. And she just kept shooting, and those three in the second half for Maryland. A couple were kind of demoralizing. And that's the great thing about the three ball, is it can, you know, you climb back and then, boom, somebody hits a three, and it's just like, whoa. You know, it takes the wind out of you. So that's... It's great to have her out there, knowing at any moment Lexi can hit one or two in a row.
No, I think the term was wind out of sails,
which
you
sails.
Did
yeah.
multiple times. So I know you're vacationing now, but once you get back to town, you and your staff, you know, what's next? How does the early part of the off season shape up for all of you?
You know, Steve, this is the part of the season that I hate the most. You know, there's things to do, things that you've neglected over the season, you know, a lot of paperwork. Thank goodness for the NCAA. And, you know, it just, but it's boring. You know, there's nothing pressing. There's nothing that you have to go do. I like to give the team 2 or 3 weeks off just so their bodies can recover. You know, so it's kind of a tough time. So that's why I'm glad I'm here right now with the family enjoying this. It's going to be great to see all my former Zag friends that are here, because that team travels well. They're like Arizona of the Pac-12, you know, and all the Ducks. And, you know, this is going to be a neat experience for the boys. I'm glad they're able to enjoy it with us.
No, that's awesome. Well, you enjoy the Final Four in that Arizona sun, and always fun catching up. Congratulations again. Man, you guys were just so much fun to follow this year, and there's definitely a sense of, hey, we're just getting started. So thanks for the time, Coach.
Well,
and,
Steve, hey, I'm always love to come on. You know, I'm not a one-trick pony. I can talk other sports, too. So you ever just want to BS?
I
always got me, buddy.
I know where to find you. You can't hide, Coach. We'll catch up soon. Enjoy your time down there and travel safe.
All right, pal. See you later.
Take it easy.